This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Parliamentary committee directs government to submit human rights status report. Implementation of third universal periodic review seems dismal. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli urges preparedness as Meteorological Forecasting Department warns public of heavy rainfall. Prime Minister and UML Chair K.P. Sharma Oli meets former President Bidya Devi Bhandari. Central Committee meeting of the UML scheduled for today. And Hamas-run Health Ministry says Israeli forces kill 67 Palestinians seeking aid in northern Gaza. Now, the news in detail. The Law, Justice and Human Rights Committee of the House of Representatives has directed the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers to prepare a report on Nepal's human rights status ahead of the upcoming fourth cycle of the Universal Periodic Review, UPR, in January 2026. During a meeting led by Committee Chair Bimala Suvedi, it was emphasized that the report should incorporate commitments and recommendations from the first three UPR cycles. The committee also urged the government to submit the report within a set timeline, stressing its importance for the discussions at the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva. However, the status of Nepal's implementation of the third UPR cycle commitments remains poor. Government officials acknowledged that Nepal has failed to implement most of the third cycle's recommendations and preparations for the fourth cycle are still lacking. Minister for Communications Prithvi Subba Gurung assured the committee that preparations are underway with all agencies coordinating for timely submission. Minister for Law Ajay Kumar Chaurasia highlighted progress in concluding transitional justice, a key issue for Nepal's human rights efforts. Likewise, a meeting of the Committee on Education, Health and Information Technology in the House of Representatives yesterday saw varied opinions on the Media Council Bill. Lawmakers discussed its relevance, necessity and structure. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung emphasized that the bill was crucial to ensure the accountability, credibility and dignity of electronic, online and print media. Lawmakers echoed the need for a free and accountable press, advocating for the Media Council to be established as an autonomous body. The bill, which had previously been passed by the National Assembly, is now under review by the House of Representatives. Similarly, the Public Policy and Delegated Legislation Committee of the National Assembly held discussions yesterday on a report concerning national parks. Lawmakers highlighted the importance of building wildlife-friendly infrastructure in and around park areas to protect wildlife and reduce human-wildlife conflicts. Committee President Maya Prasad Sharma assured that further action would be taken through collaborative efforts focusing on better management of national parks and buffer zones. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has issued a warning urging the public to stay alert as heavy rainfall is expected in various parts of the country. Locals living near rivers and in low-lying areas are advised to take necessary precautions. The continuous rainfall since Saturday has caused floods and landslides, blocking 11 major national highways. Authorities are working to manage the situation, with the 8th of July flash flood damaged Shafruvechi-Rasuagadi section along the Pasanlambu Highway, reopening one-way traffic for light vehicles. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has also called on the public to avoid long travels and remain in safe locations, citing weather forecasts. He urged everyone to stay informed and follow guidance from the security agencies. The Prime Minister has also instructed all levels of government to be prepared for potential floods and landslides. The National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority has also issued alerts for high-risk areas, urging people to follow local advisories. Madhya Province has reported the lowest paddy plantation progress among all provinces in the country as of July 20th this year. According to the paddy plantation statistics made public by the Center for Crop Development and Agro Biodiversity Conservation under the Department of Agriculture on Sunday, plantation has been completed only in 46.83% of its total paddy fields so far. Dr. Prakash Kumar Sanjal, Director General of the Department of Agriculture, highlighted that the lack of rainfall has been main cause for the setback. Compared to the last year, the plantation in Madhya Province has dropped by over 34%, raising concerns about its potential impact on food security and farmer livelihood. Across the country, 72% of the paddy fields have been planted, but the situation in the Madhya Province remains a critical challenge. CPN UML Chairperson and Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli met with former President Vidyadevi Bhandari at the UML headquarters in Chiasal, Lalitpur yesterday. After the meeting, Bhandari briefed the media stating that their discussion was focused solely on national political issues. UML leaders described the meeting as positive and productive. Later today, the Central Committee meeting of the ruling CPN-UML is scheduled to take place at the party headquarters in Chiasal at 11 a.m. The Election Commission has announced the schedule for the upcoming by-election in Rupandehi Constituency 3 set for November 3rd. Neeta Pokhrel Aryal, Joint Secretary and Spokesperson of the Commission, confirmed the candidate nominations to be accepted on October 7th from 10 p.m. to 5 p.m. at the office of the election officer. The by-election is being held to fill the vacant seat in Rupandehi 3 following the passing of House of Representatives member Deepak Bohra on April 1st. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जीरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जीरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Paudel has assured hospitals that they will receive full reimbursement for treatment provided under the health insurance scheme by mid-September. Speaking at the inauguration of a new primary hospital in Navalparasi, he explained that the remaining payments will be made in two installments. Minister Paudel also highlighted the growing public trust in government health facilities, though he acknowledged that resource constraints are impacting the ability to handle the increasing patient flow. He announced plans to equip and upgrade primary hospitals across all local levels with modern facilities. The minister reaffirmed the government's commitment to enrolling every citizen in the health insurance program, ensuring access to affordable healthcare services. The Cricket Association of Nepal, CAN, has won the prestigious ICC Digital Fan Engagement of the Year Award 2024 presented during the ICC conference in Singapore. This marks the second consecutive year that CAN has been recognized for its excellence in cricket development and fan engagement on the global stage. CAN spokesperson Chumbi Lama expressed pride in the achievement, emphasizing Nepal's growing prominence in international cricket. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has congratulated CAN and the Nepali cricket fraternity for the win, praising their efforts in promoting the sport. In a social media post, the Prime Minister expressed his joy over the award, marking another milestone for Nepali cricket. Now on to an international news update. The Hamas-run health ministry in Gaza has reported that at least 67 people were killed by Israeli military gunfire while waiting for UN aid trucks in northern Gaza. The UN World Food Programme, WFP, said its convoy of 25 trucks crossing from Israel encountered large crowds of hungry civilians who came under fire after clearing checkpoints. The Israeli Defense Forces, IDF, stated they fired warning shots to remove an immediate threat but disputed the reported death toll. On Saturday, Gaza's Hamas-run health ministry warned of rising hunger with more people arriving at medical facilities in extreme exhaustions. On Sunday, it reported 18 additional deaths due to famine in just 24 hours. The UN WFP condemned the violence against civilians seeking aid, calling it completely unacceptable. Since Israel's war against Gaza began on October 7, 2023, in retaliation for Hamas-led attacks, more than 58,895 people have been reported killed in Gaza. Now, the Zella weather forecast for today. With the influence of the monsoon winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that today's weather is likely to remain partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpashchim province, along with the hilly regions of the country and at a few places of the country with chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Parbati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudarpashchim province. There are also chances of light to moderate rain or snowfall at some places in the high hilly and mountainous regions of the country today. Furthermore, the division has stated that the monsoon low pressure trough is situated slightly north of its average position. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are forecast to range from a minimum of 21 to 23 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 27 and 29 degrees Celsius. That wraps up our news bulletin for today. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines again. Parliamentary committee directs government to submit human rights status report. Implementation of third universal periodic review seems dismal. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli urges preparedness as Meteorological Forecasting Division warns public of heavy rainfall. Prime Minister and UML Chair K.P. Sharma Oli meets former President Vidyadevi Bhandari, Central Committee meeting of the UML scheduled for today. Hamas-run ministry says Israeli forces killed 67 Palestinians seeking aid in northern Gaza. That's all for today's bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us online at RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.